and every one. Shake hands with everyone beside you and say the Lord bless you. Praise God. God bless each one. If we can turn to John's Gospel, and I really appreciate the meetings we have had with Brother Freeborn. I really enjoyed it, and it done me the power of good. And I really think Wednesday night was wonderful.
Amen.
And the Spirit of Prophecy was in the meeting on Wednesday night. I told Brother Brian about it. And it's quite something, I believe, what God's going to do.
Amen.
And I am convinced that many people are going to come away from things till the real gospel. And I'm convinced that a lot of people have seen enough nonsense, and they're going to break away to the real thing. And I'm not saying split phenomena, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Spirit of God moving universally, everywhere, with the real truth. And that's what we want, the real gospel.
Amen.
Praise God. And we thank God for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord bless each one that was able to help out with her brother. I really appreciated all the help and everything. And the Lord bless everyone. And everyone that give, we were able to give a good gift to our brother. And the Lord bless each one what give as well. And well, we have invited him back next year, and if he wants to come before it, well, that would be great. Before next year. Amen. But we have, I want him to feel welcome. Praise God. Let us turn this morning to John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. And let's read from verse 1. And I want to take for the text Christ, the life and light of man.
Yes, amen.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him wasn't anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. That's the text. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Yeah. Heavenly Father, we do thank thee and praise thee for thy mercy and for thy grace. We thank you, Lord, this morning that we can gather together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that the gathering together will be unto thee and in thy name. Lord, we have nothing of ourselves that we can achieve, but we thank you for mercy that it rewrote our lives.
Amen.
We ask that you will wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb. We ask that the wind of the Holy Spirit will blow in our midst. We pray that thy word will go forth like a mighty hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces.
Amen.
Father, bless thy people.
Hallelujah.
Bless thy word to their hearts. Lord, I pray you'll touch the lips of clay this morning. How we need thy touch and thy presence. Lord, we've come to lift your name up. We've come to magnify you. We've come to worship you. We've come to see you this morning and no one else. And I ask, Lord, that you'll bless your people. And I take the blessed Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ's name. And I thank you, undertake for me. Bind the devil now and cast down all reasoning. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Praise God. The Gospel of John has been well called the Gospel of Eternity, because it goes back to eternity. In the beginning was the Logos. And the Logos was with God, and the Logos was God. Man said to me once, he said, you know, Brother Tom, that's not in the original. I don't know why they put it in. But I thank God it was.
Amen.
Praise God. For I believe God's word.
Amen.
No matter what some man thinks.
Amen.
Praise God. Now you know that John here that wrote this, for it is the gospel of God. John was a specially prepared vessel. And this, he had a really wonderful ministry, John had. And he had a wonderful privilege, because he lay on the Lord's breast. and the Lord loved him.
Amen.
Not only did John lay upon the Lord's breast, but John was there when the Lord was crucified. And in John 19 you read the words, "Behold thy mother and behold thy son."
Amen.
And John took the mother of Jesus to be his own mother from that very day.
Yes.
John was also the man in Revelations.
Yes.
That saw the great unfolded mysteries of God.
Yes, amen.
And was told, "Seal it up, for it is for a time and a time."
Amen.
But he saw it and knew it.
Yes.
And it was for this end time. The mystery of the seven seas. And John wept.
Yes.
When he was up there, because John had no strength or power to open that book, but the Lamb of the tribe of Judah prevailed.
Amen.
And said to John, "Weep not, for the Lamb of the tribe of Judah has prevailed and opened the seven seas. The Lord himself opened them, no man."
Amen.
Thank God he opened them, but he showed it to John. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I believe John's a wonderful man, praise God.
Amen.
He witnessed all these wonderful things, praise God. He saw the closing in of the Jewish dispensation. He saw the coming in of the start of the church.
Yes.
I'm talking about the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
When the Holy Ghost came upon them,
yes,
with cloven tongues of fire and rested upon each one of them.
Yes.
And they preached the gospel with boldness and fire.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I believe also here this great purpose of the gospel is very fitly expressed in chapter 20 of John, verse 31. Here's what it says. "These have been written that ye may believe that Jesus is the Christ,
amen,
the Son of God, and that believing ye may have life in his name."
Amen.
I tell you, there's life in no other name but the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There's no life in a church.
Right.
I don't care what its name is. The life is not in the church. The church is not the source. Jesus is the source.
Amen.
There's life in no other man's name.
Amen.
And he's good thoughts for you.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ is the express image of the Father, full of grace and full of glory.
Amen.
And he was from the beginning.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. All the key words of his gospel are found in this verse. The opening words of this chapter, among the most profound ever penned by the hand of any man in the beginning, to reveal the threefold relationship of the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, in his relationship to God. I tell you, we've a way back to God. We needed a way back to God. We could never go back to God of our own. We needed a mediator. We needed a deus man. Like Job said, if there was one that could go between, he talked about him back in the book of Job, and he said it's the oldest book of the Bible. If there was just a deus man, a go-between, but Jesus Christ is that go-between. Jesus Christ is the only mediator between God and man. There's none other. He's a way back to God. He's the express image of God. He is God, manifested in the flesh. He's all man, and he's all God. That's why the old time preachers called him the God man.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Christ himself is uttered speech and is the thought of God. He is the visible expression of the invisible God. For the life which was with the Father was manifested unto us. The first epistle of John chapter 1 verse 1. The first epistle of John chapter 1 verse 1 to 2 says this. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Verse 2, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us, and you know it was through Christ.
Amen.
It was with the Father, but was manifested unto us. You see, this life wasn't with the church. This life wasn't with the archbishop. This life wasn't with some pope or potentate. And then it says he's no beginning or end. Amen. So as far as you know it's starting, he did it. As far as you know it's ending, he did it.
Yes.
And he's beyond that and he's before that.
That's true. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
What theologian can figure that out? He can't. Thank God he can't for his trial. Amen. Let me read you Proverbs 8 verse 22 down. I think this is wonderful.
Yep.
The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way before the world works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. When there was no depth I brought forth, when there was no fountains abounding with water, before made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest parts of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of death, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his command, when he appointed the fountains of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. And this is no angel or just some sort of a spirit. This is the Lord Almighty.
Oh!
did them up. Now you know, if I can use Brother John for example, you have a Graham Ferguson as a Ferguson. Right, a Graham Ferguson, and say my Brother John's a major, and John's as strong as Ferguson, and John here says, put the major Woodguard in Ferguson, that's not the way it was made. It never had a major Woodguard on the Ferguson. It had its own Woodguards, its own engine, its own bonnet, its own exhaust. It's unique to that tractor. The men that made it that way. If you want the way it originally was, you have to have it that way. You don't add something on to it extra or take something off it less. It must, let me say this, if we ever can get back to what the first church was, you won't need to add nothing. It'll be a glorious church. But that's what a wrinkle the Bible tells me. And I believe Brother Branham's message was the same as Paul's. Praise God. Let me read this on. Because there's, you know, some people think that the baptism on the pillar of fire, that there's something different there. Now, brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit that baptizes you is the pillar of fire. There's no difference. Your Brother Brown said the pillar of fire is in the room now, but you might not see it, but he's here. And God. Now you don't pick that from Paul's preaching.
Amen.
And you don't pick it from Brother Branham's preaching. That it sounds like it. Let me read this. Now the pillar of fire is the Logos. That went out from God. Out of God. The Logos, which is the actual, the attributes of the fullness of God. When God became into the form, to where it could be seen, it was the anointing of the great Spirit that went forth. Now when Paul was on the road to Damascus, what did Paul meet with? Pillar of fire, is that right? How many know that's that same Spirit?
Amen.
Now, on the day of Pentecost, what came upon them? The pillar of fire came, separated himself over them, clothing tongues of fire came upon each one of them. But the pillar of fire wasn't smaller than when it started out. And Brother Brown But Jesus was. Somebody understands that. But you'll be surprised people that don't. They just don't understand it. They place that on men the exact same as Jesus. I don't agree with it. I believe it's your heart. Because you'll get yourself something that's not there. Amen. Let me read you all of this, because Brother Branham shows it here in this quotation. I want to read it. When God became into the form where it could be seen, it was the anointing of the great Spirit that went forth. It's condescending coming down. God the Father, the Logos, that was over Israel. He was holy, could not bear sin. There had to be a blood offering right in Eden when God himself made the sacrifice. Then that Logos became flesh and dwelt among us. And where this Logos dwelt in the human body, which was the sacrifice, it's all with Christ. When man was made in the image of God, and then God came down in the image of man to redeem man, that brought man and God together. Heaven and earth hugged and kissed each other. God and man embraced each other as fatherhood and sonship when the Logos became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Jesus said, I come from God and I go to God. Is that right? After death, burial, resurrection and ascension, when the body was taken up to sit on the right hand of God. And I don't mean God's got a right hand, God's a spirit. But at the right hand means in power and authority of God. That's in the name, everything in heaven and earth named after it and subject to it. Everything on earth is named after it and subject to it. A name above all names, Jesus Christ. Now the Logos that was in him, which was the Spirit of God, and anointing through the sanctifying grace of the blood, brought many sons to God.
Amen.
Listen to this now. Many sons to God, which is anointed with the same Logos. So many sons of God are anointed with the same Logos. So when somebody teaches us that one man in our generation and only one can be anointed with the same Logos, that's not what this prophet preached. They're preaching something different from what he said. I want you to see this, because it's false doctrine. And I'll tell you, it's close to what the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons preach. To where they talk about the devil and Jesus being brothers. Now, brother, you cannot put someone up on the stand beside Christ. And I'll tell you, if any true prophet came back, he'd rebuke such. I'll tell you, he would have a go at them. It's not the truth. Amen. Now, on the day of Pentecost had come down, the pillar of fire broke apart like that. And tongues of fire sat upon each of them, not their tongues, but tongues of fire sat upon each of them. An elected, selected group identified by this pillar of fire, showing that God had separated himself into man. Do you get it? God, the Logos, separated himself into man. God, not in one person. He's in his church. Universal. That's the reason Jesus said, the works that I do shall you also and more. Now I know the King James says greater, but the right translation there means more. Amen. Then this shall you do. God was bottled and confined in one man, Jesus Christ. Now he's bottled and confined in a whole universal church of the living. He had the Son of Man ministry, but he could never save you.
has a talk with the fella. And this fella says, I want you to know, Brother Branham, I like you as a brother, but you're preaching an apostolic age when I'm finished with the apostles. Brother Branham says to me, I'd like you to show me we're finished, brother. And he gives him a few weeks' signs, and Brother Branham quotes him. I'll tell you where he quotes him. For the promise is unto you, Book of Acts,
yes,
and unto your children, and unto them that is afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call, and no man can come except God calls him. Did God call you? He did. So it's to you. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So while the Lord is still calling, the promise is still available, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is still available, and while the church is still here, God's still working.
Amen.
And it'll work till the Lord comes. And I'm not talking about an appearing or a ministry. I'm talking about the return of Jesus Christ that we meet in the earth. We do not meet him upon this earth. We meet the Lord in the air. saved, you can still call him your brother. You don't agree with that? That's how I see it. And see, people of this idea, if you have the Holy Spirit, they'll say you believe the truth. But the problem is with that statement, it's their truth. It's their truth you have to say you're saved. And if you don't see their truth, you haven't died. Now, they're not interested in what you classify as truth. It's their truth. And their evidence is, can you see their truth? So they explain to you certain events, and you don't see it to them, you're out. But I'm sorry, my Bible says a baptism of the Holy Spirit is the seal of God. And when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you are sealed unto the day of redemption. And by the way, a doctrine that struck with the apostles. Jesus preached this doctrine. Jesus preached it when he preached to 10 virgins. Five were wise and five was foolish, and the cry was given at midnight, go ye out to meet the bridegroom, and five arose and trimmed their lamps, and the oil, and they were in. And the oil in the Bible always represents the Holy Spirit. Amen. So they had all were virgins, the oil. And you know, as a brother preached the other night, that is the Holy Spirit, and the anointing teaches that.
Amen.
Praise God. Back to the Bible.
Yes.
Back to the Word of God.
Amen.
Listen to this, Ephesians 3 verse 9. I'm going on too much maybe, but. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Man said to me one day, he said, Brother Tom, you're not saying it now. I said, Brother, please, show me. Now I was sincere. And he told me, he says, you see, God did greater in our day than he did when he was here himself. And he said, you see, and he quoted me, greater was did in Jeffersonville than was did in Nazareth. That's what he quoted me. But I'm reading you this morning, in Ephesians 3 verse 9, and it says, the world hath been hid in God, who created all things.
Amen.
By Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Then I remember one Wednesday night, I preached, greater works have no man done than what Jesus did. Now here's the problem. William Branham did not do any works. And listen to me. Paul the Apostle did not do any works. Peter did no works. John did no works. It was the Holy Spirit in you. And the Bible says, try the spirits and see whether I've gone or not. And I know what I'm preaching about, because I've went to places and demons have manifested in the midst and cried out in terror when the Holy Spirit really came.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I want to say this morning, William Branham never believed he was Jesus. William Branham believed he was a sinner saved by the grace of God, like me and you. He said, I'm just your brother. Don't look to me. Look to Jesus Christ. He's the one I point you to, Jesus Christ. That's who we want to preach. We thank God for the things he's done. There's nobody loves it more than me. But I'm not going to preach a man. I'm going to preach Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And please God to bring the old creation into being through the instrumentality of his Son. It has also pleased him that the new creation should be in Christ Jesus. He brought it in through Christ and it is in Christ. Here's the Bible. Hebrews 1 verse 2. Hath the these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. More than one. How do you know God has other planets and people living on them? You say, well, they see, we have a fellow who looks through a glass and he can see. He only can see what God lets him see. God's far beyond what you can see through some weak glass. You don't know what God has. God could have people in the world somewhere else. That's why I say, do not limit the blood of Jesus Christ to limited atonement. I don't believe in such nonsense. The blood of Jesus Christ can save 1,000 worlds. It's so powerful. It's potent. It's absolutely deadly than destroying sin and destroying death, hell and the grave. There's no salvation without the blood of Christ. Our sins forgiven. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than the snow.
Right.
I tell you, when you're brought and preach the message, you go and get a hold of it. That death Calvary is brilliant.
Yes, amen.
Get a hold of another one. Amen. There's a man here that can turn on the light. He preached Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What people classify to be the message today, I'm sorry. I'm saying this morning it's nonsense. But there is a real message.
Amen.
There is a real message. I tell you, God's going to blow upon a lot of this stuff. And God's word's going to go forth like a mighty hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces. He's going to blow upon the land. And he's going to blow upon the nation. And God's going to have a people that will hear the real gospel. Oh, hallelujah. Separate from unbelief. Amen. Separate to the true word of God. Oh, thank God for the gospel. And by him he seeks also to redeem this world lost in sin. He by God made all things, has also made peace by the blood of his cross. The Lord Jesus Christ, that the word of God holds the same position towards the new creation as he did toward the old. Without him was not anything made that was made. Without him God did nothing. So without him, we can do nothing. We can do nothing without the Lord. He holds the very breath we breathe. Enough of this nonsense. Did you see what Brother so-and-so did? No, I didn't see it at all. I saw what the Lord did. And we'll only do what we're going to do by God's grace and by God's mercy. And an old preacher said, don't write the acts of the apostles, write the acts of the Holy Ghost in the apostles. Glory to God. And that's what it is. It's the acts of the Holy Spirit in the church that we want.
Amen.
When William Branham said, I've got these games up. God's man of faith and power. He rebuked them. He said, get it down. There's only one man, Jesus Christ. He's the highest name. He's the highest authority. Speak of him. Preach him.
Amen.
He's the one we pray to. He's the one we worship. You know, you've seen the world when they worship. Oh yes, the world worships. See, they do it in football matches. They have their hands up. Jimmy, you know, people talk about the anointing all the different. You could create an atmosphere anywhere, even without singing hymns. Lift your hands up, you people, unto the Lord, and you see people in matches, they lift up the scarf, and there's an atmosphere. You'll begin to cry, you'll shed tears. But there's no gospel. But they've made an atmosphere. And we, as God's people, need to make an atmosphere. We need to do what the Bible says, prayer of praise is in the house of the Lord. Come in his courts of thanksgiving. Come in his courts of praise. And say, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice in it and be glad. God wants us to praise him.
Personally, that needs to divide.
prayer free. We need an encounter with Him. But all other preachers try to get you to that. Oh, hallelujah.
He's a light of man.
Man is something to strength from and superior to other created things. He is a personality that needs a divine personality dominion. You see, you're a personality. You have a soul made in the image of God. A bully would never have your personality. No animal would ever have your personality. But God condescended. God came down like you.
Amen.
He became us that we might become Him, because that He could reach our personality with His divine personality. And He can reach in and save us and redeem us for His own. The source of the life was in Him, and God has given us His Son, hath given to us eternal life. 1 Epistle of John 5, verse 11. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life was in His Son.
Amen.
He hath the Son of life, but he that hath not the Son of not life. So only through the Son of your life. And if you don't know the Son, you have no life. The light manifested. Christ Jesus is a true light which should lighten every man coming into the world. I am come that they might have life. Christ, of the Word of God, is that living bread which came down from heaven, that a man may eat and not die. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
Yeah.
Now I'm coming to close. I want you to serve this as I close. What this light is. Listen to me, what this light is. This light was the light of the Word. And it is the light that every man needs. And if you don't have this light, you're in darkness. Darkness in the depths of your soul. Darkness in the depths of your heart. Without this light, you're walking in darkness. But with this light, you're all lit up inside. For thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Where does this light shine? The light shines in darkness. This light is not to have light. This is the only light. This light shines in the darkness. Now what a go a bit further than just the light of the world. We know God said let there be light, and light came, and there was chaos, there was darkness. Darkness everywhere. God said, let there be light. But our hearts were dark. Black as pitch. The Bible said the heart's deceitful, desperately wicked. Black as pitch. But we need God's light in our heart to lighten it. The light of the glorious gospel in our hearts to lighten it. Christ of the light did not shine on the darkness of the world, but in the darkness He was made flesh and dwelt among us. In His own words, John 12:46, I am come a light into the world. He never became light. He always was light. The darkness disappeared when He came forth. You were in darkness, but when Christ came in, you were lit up. You see what a brother said, God never changes. God always had that light in Him. But then He expressed it, it came forth. It came forth for your sake, for my sake, so that we could be saved. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth in me should not abide in darkness. The purpose of the light is to overcome the darkness. You're an overcomer. Once you're saved, you are an overcomer. There's no other way. You are. The light's in you. You are an overcomer. The light is in you. For He's light. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. The light is within you. The light in you because greater is he. You say, brother, you're going to have to clean yourself. Listen, have you ever preached up to preach in you fall such darkness?
Yes, amen.
So that's darkness in the pulpit. Even Ian Paisley knew that. Being preached it. How many can say, amen, that's the truth? You'd be surprised today, I'm telling you. Darkness. People have so many emphases on the wrong thing. Our emphasis must be on the Lord. The God who commanded the light to shine in the darkness is he who has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of God. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God who commanded the light to shine in the darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He's an express image of the Father. Show me another man who can take that title. Can't. But every true man will point you to that. I'm going to have to close. But I want to went to the facts of it. Let me just say these couple of things and I'm closing. The effect of its shining. The darkness comprehended it not. John 2:2. The darkness comprehended it not. The darkness could never overcome it. The darkness had no power against it. This light was greater than all darkness. And the smallest piece of light will lighten up the darkest room. That's the power of light. And that light came into Christ. And he was that light. So that he could come into you and change you and light you up. Two words are used, the one in the text and the other in the margin of your Bible, which is taken separately, bring out the twofold result of this shining of the light. The darkness comprehended it not. That's one. The darkness comprehended it not. It says it in John's Gospel. The darkness could not overcome the light. So the darkness comprehended it not. And then the other one is the darkness overcame it not.
Amen.
So the darkness couldn't comprehend it. And the darkness couldn't overcome this light.
Amen.
This is
back to
the whole
road.
To see if you have any light, I'm lit up. Never mind light, I'm lit up.
Amen.
Brother Branham told a young man, he says, brother, you might know much, don't worry about it. Go and tell how your light get lit.
Amen.
But if your light's never been lit, you've no testimony.
Amen.
But tell how your light get lit.
Amen.
Yeah. My light get lit in half my tear. On my knees, at a side of a bed. All the old devils trying to puff it out, but his throat's sore. And I'm not boasting, for I am persuaded that he is able. Oh, glory to God. To keep what I have committed to him. I'll tell you, the Lord will keep you. The Lord is my helper. Who shall I fear? The Lord's my keeper. I tell you, brother, the Lord's your helper today. Hear the word of the Lord this morning. The Lord's your helper. The Lord's your keeper. It's the Lord that keeps you. It's the Lord that helps you. He's your light. Want you to know today, you have a light in you. Want you to know today, greater is he that's in you.
Amen.
He that's in the word. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you, God's here. Let's come and close our eyes this morning. I'm getting excited. Praise God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you for liberation, for setting free. Thank you that Jesus broke. All the fetters are gone. Oh God, deliver us from falsehood. Burn the wound, the hair, the stubble. And give us the finest of the wheat. Your word is sweet. You're all the bread thank you for that this morning. Father, I thank you that you've kept us and you keep on keeping us. Pray for those in your strength this morning. Lord, bless my brother. Bless my sister. Strengthen my brother. Strengthen my sister. Lift up the feeble hands that hang down. And give strength, we pray. Keep us from the apple of thy eye. Father, we thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for the ministry of restoration that you sent in the 20th century to turn us back to this beautiful, wonderful book, the Word of God. Lord, we appreciate it. We only want the truth. We only want the light of the gospel. And none other light. Guard us, Lord, from false priests. Keep us from the enemy. Watch over us. Keep us as the apple of thy eye. Bless thy children, I pray. And give them your strength and your grace. Pray, Lord, for our children that's not saved. Father, send the Holy Spirit upon them now. Speak to that young man. Speak to that young woman. Do a work of grace within them. Turn them around. Comprehend the darkness within them. Lord, I pray. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over that young man. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over that young woman. And I know there's power in your precious blood. Father, cover us with your blood today. Forgive this preacher if I've spoken amiss or out of place. But Lord, I pray you'll help me to preach the truth. Help me to keep the truth. You said, bind these words upon my heart. And Lord, they'll keep thee. Lord, this is your word. Your word is the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Bless Brother Mark as he brings us in song as we close. Bless thy people today, I pray. For I ask all these blessings. In the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Brother Mark. God bless you.
Divine and the XC.